When I was in college, I was given an opportunity to go on my first mission trip, and I was going to be part of a group going down to our archdiocesan mission in Venezuela. I'd never been on a mission trip before. I didn't know what it meant. What do you do when you go on a mission trip? I figured it had something to do with faith and sharing it in some way, and I didn't know how to do that, how to share your faith. And I figured somehow, you know, God was here and God's going to work through me to these people there. And that's how it worked. So I was really anxious about, you know, this whole idea of bringing God into these people's lives in Venezuela. And I was stunned to find out that when I got to Venezuela, that God was already there. God was alive and well in these people. Alive in their worship, alive in the way they welcomed me. And even though I only had ninth grade Spanish, and they had maybe even less English, we had ways of communicating to one another. And by the end of the trip, I don't know who got more out of it. I think I did. I think I'm the one who had the conversion. That somehow was when we encountered each other in these various ways, and I got out of my own way of thinking of things, somehow something new happened in me, and I hope so in them as well. This week in the readings, we get a wonderful glimpse into what God is doing in this world. Our God is on a mission, and it seems like, if you follow the readings, it's the church who's trying to keep up. The Holy Spirit is moving in the lives of the disciples, but the Spirit is also moving in those who don't even know Jesus. And so today we see how God is at work in mission, and the church is there to kind of second the motion, in a sense, to show up and to give witness to what God is doing in people's lives and in the world. And the thing that happens is the church itself becomes transformed through these encounters. So I think of these readings today as really a mission story, but it's also a love story. And I would also like to add, it's a truth story. So in the Acts of the Apostles, we have this wonderful turning point in the bringing together of Peter and Cornelius. Clearly, this was not Peter's idea. This was not the church's idea for a member of the Christian community to go and visit with the home of a Roman soldier. This was the Spirit's idea. And so the Spirit begins working in Peter's life to lead him to go to this place that he thought he'd never go to. And at the same time, the Holy Spirit is working in the life of Cornelius. He has been inspired by Jewish people. It says he's a God-fearer, which means he's practicing some aspects of the Jewish faith. And so God has been at work in his life for quite a while, and as we hear, it's in his whole family. There is something moving in this family. And Peter, something is new is moving in his life. And these two are somehow brought together because of the Holy Spirit bringing them together. And as they have this conversation, their roles are kind of put aside. You see, these are two men who have both had God working in their life. And they're led to this conversation, and others are drawn in, and they share about their experience of God in their life. Peter is sharing about his experience of Jesus in his life. And as this conversation happens, something new seems to break forth in everybody's life. It says Cornelius and all those with them just broke out in speaking in tongues and were filled with the Holy Spirit. Somehow in what they heard in Peter, they listened so deeply to his word that it brought the Spirit alive in their life as well. And Peter, witnessing someone so taken with what he said. I wish that would happen to me when I would preach. Like, wouldn't it be wonderful as you're speaking and people just come alive in that way? So Peter is just moved by what is happening. It wasn't supposed to be this way. And so Peter comes to this wonderful realization that God shows no partiality. God is at work in everyone and everywhere. And it was in this encounter, it was in this conversation, this honest conversation between two seekers of God, that a new truth breaks forth into their lives. As we continue in this Easter season, we begin to hear more and more about the work of the Holy Spirit. Who is the Spirit of God? It is this force of God which is drawing people together and working in their hearts. And this force we hear is the force of love, that the Spirit of God really is that love that draws people together, that binds people together, and leads them into relationship so that something new can begin. That this is the nature of love that Jesus is offering to us, to love the way that he loves. That this Spirit is this God of what I call the God of the in-between. It's that God between us that brings us together. It's that relationship that we have between us. It's that relationship between husband and wife in marriage. It's that relationship between parent and child. It's that thing between us that binds us together. And when we enter into those relationships, when we enter into conversation with one another, something new can begin. Some new truths can break through. In fact, that's what I think the biblical understanding of truth is. Truth is a relationship. And love is that truth that breaks forth when we enter honestly into that relationship that God is drawing us into. Jesus says to the disciples and is saying to us, remain in that love. In the way that I have entered into your life and have entered into conversation with you, so enter into that kind of love conversation with one another. To be able to enter honestly into relationship with one another seems to be the vocation of what it means to be the church. To allow God to work through us in coming together, this seems to be God's plan for the world, is to continue to draw us together, to lead us into these kinds of moments of encounter so that God can be revealed, so that the Spirit of love can be revealed in us. You know, as we live in this age of so much technology and information and media, it occurred to me so much of what we get that is called communication is really broadcasting. You know, we're broadcasting messages, thoughts, feelings, opinions. We have a lot of broadcasting. I don't know how much conversation we have. I'm not sure that the media in itself can do that for us. But it seems that it means something about what it means to be in this church, to be called by the Spirit of God's love, is to enter into a kind of way of being, to be able to enter into conversation with this world, to enter into conversation with God's word in prayer, to enter into conversation with what is happening in our world. It's more about dialoguing than it is about monologuing. It's more about communing than it is about consuming. And so today, as we gather around the table of the Lord, everything that we do in the church ultimately leads us to communion. We were created for communion. God came into this world to enter into communion with us. It wasn't our idea. And we're still trying to catch up with the communion of the Holy Spirit that is being poured out on us and is working even now in our lives. And the best that we can do is to second the motion. Can we remain in that communion? Can we fall into that love? So today, as we come to receive communion, we can allow it to happen in us again. Allow it to move deeper in our lives so that we can go forth into the world seeking out conversation with this world so that we might be converted by that conversation. Let us come and say amen to communion today. It's who we are in God. Let's become who we are, the communion of the body of Christ.